Welcome to Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live.
Yes.
We're your host, Diamond and Silk.
Yes.
And Silk, oh, Silk, oh, Silk.
Diamond, oh, Diamond, oh, Diamond.
I would say another day, another dollar.
Yeah.
But it's another day, the same old, when it comes to Biden, his regime. But something came out about the top general that we're going to talk about tonight and some other things.
Okay.
I have gotten some emails that I do want to address at the top of the show before I do a little house cleaning.
Okay.
First of all, I want y'all to stop right now.
Stop.
And I want you to share this video because sharing is caring. You
sharing
know that goes
is caring. That's right.
See, if you care about Frank's speech, if you care about freedom of speech, if you care about Lindell TV, if you care about Mike Lindell, I need for you to share this on other social media platforms so that other people can see what's going on and they don't always have to listen to the left-wing media.
That's right.
Because when you listen to the left-wing media, if you hear something long enough, you will start to believe it. And a lot of people is believing the Kool-Aid, the Fool-Aid, because that's just what they keep hearing.
And it's a lot of misinformation.
And just because the news said it, not all the time, it don't make it true.
Don't make it true.
So I need for you to share Frank's speech everywhere, anywhere you can, especially when Diamond and Silk come on.
That's right.
Because we asked you to, that's why.
That's right.
Ask. Don't forget that S and that K.
Yes,
you too. So make sure you share it on other platforms, you all. Let's get the word out. And I was hearing that a lot of people are really tuning into alternative media instead of the left-wing media because they are tired of not being told the truth. Or when something break, you notice that the left-wing media won't talk about it because they're trying to protect people.
Yeah.
And people all they want to know is the truth.
They want to know the truth. They want to educate themselves. When they try to do, when people try to do like their own investigation into a lot of different things, do you know it's hard to find the truth out there?
Well, now it's hard. They listen, just like they're banning books, they're burning books.
Yep.
They're also getting rid of vital information when you take and you go on some of these platforms or when you Google certain things, you can't find the information. All you see is what the fact checkers say.
Right.
And then what the fact checkers say to me, those are lies. Because if you're talking about what Dr. Fauci did whenever he funded or his entity or wherever he worked at funding this here Wuhan China virus. And then the fact checkers were saying a year ago that that wasn't true. Now to come to find out that it's been proven to be the truth.
Yeah.
According to some of the news outlets. So
look,
share Frank's speech. I can get into a whole conversation about it, but we got a show. Okay. Also, don't forget about emailing us your questions or comments to diamondandsilk@gmail.com. That's diamondandsilk@gmail.com. We thank you for your emails. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your support. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Also, don't forget to support our great patriot, Mike Lindell.
Yeah.
Hey, how do you think Frank's speech stays afloat?
That's
how do you think and go beyond staying afloat?
That's right.
How do you think that Mike Lindell is making this thing happen?
Mm-hmm.
He makes it happen with your support. So go over there to mypillow.com. Use code TRUMP1.
That's right.
Because we all know TRUMP1.
That's right.
And receive up to 66% off your entire purchase.
Yes.
Go over there to mypillow.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. So you all, first of all, before we even get into the nitty gritty of the show, to all of my lovely, beautiful fans, followers, all of you all that just... You just come on here. Let me just hear a little bit of what Diamond and Silk have to say. If we become too loud, because I done got passionate.
Yes.
I done felt the spirit.
Oh, yes.
I done felt
that
I had to go off about something.
Yes.
I'm going to need you to just cut the volume down just a little bit.
Yes.
Diamond is not changing. I can't change.
We can't.
So for all of you all that's emailing me, Diamond, don't you change. This is the reason why we listen to you, because you go off about this, this, and that. Diamond is not changing. But I want to be considerate to the people that think I'm a little loud. And those, this is how I'm going to be considerate.
How?
I'm going to ask them, to cut the volume down a little
down.
Bit. Just cut it down a little bit.
Should be
bit.
To the left.
Uh-huh. Cut it just down
cut
just
it down.
A little bit.
That's right.
And then.
You say cut it down, turn it down.
Cut. Well, you know, I'll
y'all
say cut.
Y'all know what we said. We say cut.
Okay, I'm from the South.
Like cut on
cut
the TV
it.
Instead
cut
of turn on the TV.
Cut it. Yes.
Cut.
Uh-huh. And okay. I don't mean to be loud, but you know, when I get passionate, honey, I forget about the. The
we
voice,
have to,
especially
we,
if I'm not sounding hoarse.
We have to be the voice of reason.
We have to be the voice of
and
reason.
That's why we say just turn the volume down.
Right. Just turn it down a
little bit. If it gets a little too loud and heated up.
And if I say a curse word or two,
yeah,
you know, for my Christians, just go to the back and pray for us.
That's right. Yeah.
And go to the back with Becky and pray for us.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. So
what's up?
A lady by the name of Sue wrote, and she said, why are some counties in California recall saying people have already voted? Machines won't let them cast ballots. There are also a video of someone saying they voted 3 times, no to recall, and many more ballot stuffing. Is anyone going to recount and call BS on that county? So Sue, here's what I have to say. Darling, I don't know. See, had they fixed what happened in 2020,
right,
we wouldn't be here in 2021.
That's right.
Nobody wanted to hear it. Everybody wanted to say that it was conspiratorial. It's a hoax. You're pushing this here election stuff. It's not true. And now look at what's happening in California. I don't know which way the pendulum is going to swing in this. I am hoping for the best for Larry Elders, but I was listening to some of the some in the media, not the left-wing media, but some in the, I will call this the underground media.
Okay.
I'm talking, and they said that Larry Elders, he sort of lost his shot whenever he said that Biden won this fair and square.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not quoting him verbatim. Whenever it's been alleged that he said that Biden won this.
I don't know. I saw when he said it in the thing. I saw it.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know how he said it or whatever, but the deal is this here. He shouldn't have said it.
Or clarified what he was trying to say. Yeah.
Because you will lose support. Because everybody pretty much in the MAGA movement know that this was stolen from President Donald J. Trump.
Even Democrats know.
Uh-huh. Right.
Even Biden know.
Uh-huh.
Because they the one that did it.
Uh-huh. So everybody
so know
that. So
they
don't
know.
Come. Don't think you're gonna pick up some support I don't want to say he's a liar, but don't think you're gonna pick up some support by being a little I don't know what to call it.
Well, I don't know if he was trying to be strategic
uh-huh.
or what he was trying to be,
uh-huh.
but that was a dumb move
right.
to do that and to
uh-huh.
say that, because that's one thing that's been on the American people's heart.
Uh-huh.
So I am in support of Americans, especially there in California.
Mm-hmm.
I wish them all the best of luck,
mm-hmm.
but it's hard to drain the swamp when you have rats clogging the pipe.
That's right.
And what I'm speaking about, you know, with Democrats, the last 4 digits is rats. The last 4 letters spells rats
mm-hmm.
In Democrats.
Right.
And so when you have those rats clogging the pipe,
mm-hmm.
and when I say clogging a pipe, I mean exactly what you're seeing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Same script, different cast.
Same old.
Yep, same old. They know what they're doing. They know what they've been doing,
mm-hmm.
and nobody has held them accountable for it.
And this is why, no matter what, I understand what they said, Larry Elder said. I didn't hear him say it.
But, I got you.
Okay, but I understand what he said. But this is exactly why I think that you despite that, you need somebody different than a Gavin Newsom.
Well, Daffy Duck could be running. I will vote for the duck instead of the nut that's still in there. Because anytime anybody that is okay with closing down their whole entire economy, when they see tent cities going up, they want to raise the price of everything there, and they want to go along with this foolery, and you don't care about what happens to families, to human beings, to Americans. You want to open up your state and allow these illegal aliens
mm-hmm.
to just flood the state and just run amok on your state and rip away at the fabric of America.
Right.
You're anti-America, anti-American.
That's right.
And you don't need to be in office.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's
you
right.
don't need to be in office if you're that. Because right. this is the United States of America, not the United States of Taliban or the United States of illegal aliens.
Or the United States of China.
That's
now,
right.
this brings me to this topic, you all.
Okay.
So I'm minding my business. I see some stuff trending.
Yeah.
And girl, come to find out, there is a book that is about to drop. And in that book, it talks about General Milley.
Okay.
Okay. And General Milley, according to the Washington Post, it was like he may have called, I think, one of the top generals. I'm going to allege everything
okay,
here.
Okay, we allege everything, but what?
But I think he may have called one of the top generals in China.
Uh-huh.
And this is what they're quoting, the Washington Post is quoting that he said, if we're going to attack, I'm going to call you ahead of time. It's not going to be a surprise. Now, General Milley, he is the top general of the military.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
He was the one that whenever President Trump went outside with the Bible, he was
yes.
for it. And then when the left wing media
he was there walking with
that's right.
President Trump at that
and
time.
Then after that, the left wing media, you know how the left wing media do.
Yeah.
So then Milley changed his tune. Milley is the one that always be talking about white rage and want people to be woke. And he want to push critical race theory on the military.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked like, honey, according to the Washington Post and according to this book, because
yeah.
I ain't seen Milley come out and deny it. And they got these words in quote, if we're going to attack, I'm going to call you ahead of time. It's not going to be a surprise.
Is it his book?
It's Woodward book.
Oh, it's another book. And somebody else wrote the book. And
somebody else wrote
and
they're
saying
quote, what
happened mm-hmm. and what went down.
This is what, according to the Washington Post.
Okay, so now we got to see if Minnie, what's his name?
Milley. Well, here's the deal. They got what he said in quotes. He said, if we're going to attack,
yes,
I'm going to call you ahead of time. It's not going to be a surprise, quote.
And he did this. They're saying that he did this during the Trump administration.
He did this during the Trump administration.
Uh-huh.
I believe that it is being alleged. This was right after the 2020 election. But here is the deal. See, I hear these Democrats. They are so hypocritical.
Yes.
They are so hypocritical. They want to accuse the right of insurrection. Treason,
uh-huh.
a coup,
uh-huh.
you violating the Hatch Act.
Uh-huh.
Look at what they did to General Flynn
uh-huh.
before
yeah.
he was even able to really work for the Trump administration. Look at what they did to him. Look at how they took and they demonized him. He like to have lost all his whole livelihood
yeah.
fooling with those on the left. And you mean to tell me if this is true,
uh-huh.
they are saying Milley called some type of, I guess, top general right there in China
uh-huh.
and said, if we're going to attack,
uh-huh.
I'm going to call you ahead of time. It's not going to be a surprise.
Did he ever serve under Obama?
I don't know if Milley served up under Obama.
If you anybody know that, email us and let us know. Did mm-hmm. Milley ever serve? Did he serve under Obama
mm-hmm.
before President Trump got in?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody let us know that.
See,
because I'm trying to make the connection. We're just trying to figure this yeah. thing out.
Uh-huh. Well, and I've got some questions. Now,
yes.
now first of all, to me, it seems like General Milley, he may have committed treason against the United States of America.
That's right.
And even against our allies.
Yes, because how you going behind the back of the administration
mm-hmm.
to collude
mm-hmm.
with the enemy? Hello?
So Sil.
Yes, Diamond.
Let me calm down because I don't want to be overly aggressive
right.
about this issue.
Right.
But I need to know what the heck is going on up and through this country.
That's right.
Now, you got this man. He worked for the Trump administration.
Yeah.
And what he was doing is undermining Trump during this time. And as far as I'm concerned, he was already undermining him.
Right.
Now, you got this man to do this here in 2020. What else didn't happen when it comes to Milley in China? Because we got the China virus. Everything tied into the election.
Nothing.
Now you got Millie on the phone with them talking about, hey, if we're allegedly, if we're going to attack, I'm going to call you ahead of time. It's not going to be a surprise. It's like, you don't aid and obey the enemy. You don't sit right. there and cohorts with the enemy.
Right.
You don't pick up the phone and tell the enemy. Donald Trump was your boss.
That's
he was
right.
the commander in chief.
Right.
So you don't take and undermine an administration, go behind his back.
Uh-huh.
President Trump don't know what's going on. And you talking to China, the same mofos that done released this doggone virus onto the United States of America, even the world.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Who knew it? Who knew about it? Who was involved in it?
Mm-hmm.
And why isn't it being investigated?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I got to keep asking,
uh-huh.
what in the heck is going on
uh-huh.
up and through this country?
Uh-huh.
What's going on? Because now I'm tying this all together. When I look at Millie, you sitting up talking about white rage.
Uh-huh.
What type of white rage did you have to go and contact people over there in China to let them know if we're going to attack? When you talk about where you're talking about the United States, I'm going to call you ahead of time.
Uh-huh.
It's not going to be a surprise. Don't you know that that's treason, or was you enraged?
Uh-huh. So it appears that, and I'm going to still do a little bit more, that President Barack Obama nominated General Mark Milley, a soldier with a background steeped in special forces and infantry command, to lead the army.
Mm.
So was this in 2015, I believe.
Okay.
I'm still, don't quote me, because I still got to do my own
deep dive investigation.
But see, here, this is why I asked that question.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a lot of Obama leftovers
uh-huh.
whenever President Trump became the president.
Uh-huh. But wait. We got to make sure Obama didn't fire him or merely didn't resign. So make sure
that's why I said okay. I got to do my deep dive,
right, uh-huh.
dive in that. Mm-hmm. And
thank you,
and
darling.
Before you can quote me on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I can honestly say there was a lot of leftovers,
mm-hmm.
Obama leftovers,
uh-huh.
that was still surrounding
right.
President Trump when
mm-hmm.
he became the president.
That's right.
And I feel, in my own humble opinion,
yes.
that there was a lot of them trying to undermine the Trump administration.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. When you have the top general
yeah.
going behind the president of the United States back
yeah.
and calling China, kikiing with them, saying, if we're going to attack,
yeah.
I'm going to call you ahead of time. It's not going to be a surprise. What do you think?
Right.
How do you think that looks?
Right, right. And so with that said, it's a wonder that President Trump was able to get everything done that he got done. Because you even had Congress colluding with each other to try to keep President Trump from doing a whole lot of stuff for we the American
That's
people.
Right. But my thing is, Silk, this is the top general.
Yeah. Is he still there now?
Yes.
Millie is there. It's time for
Millie. Mr. Millie.
It's time.
It's still there.
No. It's time for Mr. Millie to go on leave. So we got to do some investigation
here. If let me tell you something.
Well, we don't know if this happened, though. That's why he
they got
to be
it
called.
In quote. A
he
lot of times
Congress.
When they have something in quotes, that means this is exactly what that person stated.
I got
If this is exactly what that person stated, he need to be court-martialed and charged with treason,
yeah.
flown to Gitmo, and thrown in jail.
Uh-huh.
Because not only that, as far as I'm concerned, this was a violation of the Hatch Act,
uh-huh.
and it also was an attempted coup.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we got that. We have to ask questions. We want to make sure we do things legally,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
because he going to have to come and testify. We're going to need him to testify. We're going to need to know who's behind what, who's part of what.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for him to speak. So he really need to have to go on leave so we can find out what mm-hmm. really went down.
Well, okay. Now. I remember when Pelosi
yeah.
went to him about the nuclear codes because they didn't want President Trump to have.
Okay.
Remember that?
See?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they wanted to say that Trump, I guess something was wrong with his mental status.
Okay.
That's what they were trying to say. Okay.
And this was this year, 2020.
That happened in 2020 when that happened.
2020.
I remember
yes.
when Pelosi did
okay.
that. Because
okay.
to me, that was a coup.
Right.
Because
right.
you don't do that.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
According to what I'm reading right here,
uh-huh.
I don't know if this true is being alleged
uh-huh.
that Millie agreed with Pelosi. Then he made the call to the Chinese general, is what is I just got in this email, but I don't know if that's true.
Okay.
Because I did not hear it like that, y'all.
Right. But the deal is there is some collusion, malusion, bullusion going on here.
Because even if, even if it's that way, even if it's the way that I'm saying, the point is, General Milley, you are the top general right here over our military in the United States. You had no business whether Pelosi called or not. What would make you make a nasty move like that? And now it makes me not believe anything that you say. On top of all of that, you pushing this woke issue. You pushing this here, what's that other theory? What's that theory? That critical race theory. You pushing this here white rage stuff onto the military. So what's your angle? Where are you coming from, General Milley? Where are you trying to lead our military? Where are you trying to lead the United States? Because whenever you go over the president of the United States head, which was President Donald J. Trump, you acting like you the commander-in-chief.
Well, he did tell the rest of the individuals that was under him to go through him first. See, that's another side that they're saying that he did or that he said. So technically, and if all of this is true, he's compromised, just like Biden.
That's right.
They're compromised here. So that's how it's easy to leave over $80 billion worth of equipment over there in Afghanistan.
I want to know, how does all of this tie to the China virus, to the pandemic, to COVID-19? Now, we have one of the top generals contacting China, pretty much telling them if anything going to go down.
Now that's collusion.
Now, where was Milley at when this pandemic hit? Did you know that Fauci funded some things? Him and his little entity funded.
That's what I'm saying.
Did you know that?
That's right. He got to be called in so we can ask.
Let me tell you all something. Anytime that they always point a finger, the only thing you hear, insurrection. Answer this. Answer that. But you know what? It's not no insurrection with the right. I see insurrection with the left. I see a violation of the Hatch Act. I see an attempt coup and treason.
I see somebody that really need to be fired right now. That's what I see.
Breaking news. I wish they could put a little sound up here that says breaking news. According to Jack Posobiec, this is what he's saying.
What did he say?
Several Pentagon officers, President Milley's secret meeting, are willing to testify against him under oath, poor White House official. He needs to be, listen, y'all, this is treason. And not only that, y'all go up there and you get Pelosi. Emailed me that. Thank you for bringing up Pelosi, because I remember when she did that. And we called her out on our weekend show about Pelosi. What you're doing is you are committing treason. You are committing treason. The same way that they did a treasonous act when it comes to our election in 2020.
That's right.
Pandemic. Where does it all play
Look, I'm asking questions. You asking that set of questions. I got another set of questions. Is Obama at in all of this? What did Obama know? And when did he know it? Because where's the Durham report? We still have yet to see the Durham report. Millions of dollars spent in investigating this thing, and we still have yet to see the Durham report.
Adina said Milley needs to be court-martialed ASAP. He is a loser liar, but he is a deep state snake. He's a Marxist. Well, you know, I can't tell you that you're wrong for your thoughts, because I'm trying to tie all of this together. You all sat there and you undermined President Donald J. Trump. You put our whole country at risk talking to China. And China had done unleashed the virus onto the world. And that includes the United States of America. What makes you think it's okay for you to pick up the phone and casually talk to them when we're in the midst of a pandemic? People are dying because of their doing.
And that's something that you said
and
they
falsely
did.
Doing.
That's what you said they did. Mm-hmm. What are they doing right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because we seem to be in the middle of a pandemic mm-hmm. with for a quote-unquote virus with a 99.9% recovery mm-hmm. rate where everybody's talking about, you got to get the jab. You got to get the jab. They're about like Oprah Winfrey in the car. Mm-hmm. You get a car. You get a car. Mm-hmm. No, they want everybody to get the jab.
Mm-hmm.
When we already have and had therapeutic medicines mm-hmm. that could have taken care of a lot of people and saved a lot of lives.
If Woodward is writing books,
uh-huh.
and he's getting this type of information in this quote,
right?
How can you be so arrogant to have somebody right there? Like, how do you think that this is okay?
They think it's okay because nobody's been held accountable for it. Even starting with what they did to Mike Flynn.
Mm.
Nobody has been held accountable for it, Diamond. Nobody. Spying on the Trump campaign, surveilling different individuals within the Trump campaign.
Pushing the Russian collusion.
Mm-hmm. The dossier. Where did this dark money come from? We know, but uh-huh. they don't want to let uh-huh. us know that we know. It's a big old bunch of mess.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bunch of mess. The boo-boo is floating to the top.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's mm-hmm. boo-boo.
I don't trust General Milley as far as I can see him. I never really trusted him whenever he went across the street with President Trump. And then the next day or so, he gets on the news and act like, oh, what Trump did was so wrong. There was nothing wrong with President Trump walking across the street to that church with the Bible. Holding the Holy Bible up.
If Black Lives Matter and them, if they can get there and destroy the streets mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. the buildings there mm-hmm. around that area, mm-hmm. President Trump can walk to the church and hold up the Bible.
That's right. That's right. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Somebody want to explain what should happen. Okay, hold on for one moment. It's a lot, but here's the go. Michael said, UCMJ treason, whoever owing allegiance to the United States levies war against them, he's reading that. Or adheres to the enemies, giving them aid and comfort uh-huh. within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason and shall suffer death or shall be imprisoned not less than 5 years and fined under the title, but not less than $10,000, and shall be incapable of holding any office under the United States. Okay, that is the act right there. That's why. And he committed treason. Because as far as I'm concerned, you colluded with the enemy. Because this is the same enemy that unleashed a virus onto the United States of America and the rest of the world. So why would you sit and get on the phone and collude with these people?
This described the whole Biden regime.
That's
right.
Right. That's
because
right.
Hunter Biden, $1.5 billion from China.
Yeah.
Nobody investigated that. Where did the money go? Who got the money?
Yeah.
$1.5 billion from China.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And everybody want to sit back and sing Kumbaya, mm-hmm. like we don't see nothing, we don't know nothing, while our country go to hell in a handbasket.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Brad said,
uh-huh.
be careful that this isn't a misdirection. Look over here. Don't look at Afghanistan. So what he's basically saying is, hey, y'all, hold up. This could be a distraction. You are absolutely right. And we're not taking our eyes off Afghanistan.
Oh, no.
But I got to address this mofo right here. Because if you did this here while you were serving up under President Donald John Trump,
uh-huh.
you need to be arrested, court-martialed, and you need to be charged with treason.
That's right.
That's what this is. And Nancy Pelosi need to be charged with treason
yeah.
for even calling General Milley or the Joint Chiefs of Staff or whoever she called, talking about take the nuclear codes away from President Trump. They didn't have a mental evaluation. Did a doctor tell you that Donald John Trump, something was wrong with him? You went off of your own your own opinion.
That's right.
After how you felt.
Yes.
After your own biased emotion.
Uh-huh. And anybody that knows about this need to come forward.
Mm-hmm.
You need to step forward.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, this right here, nah.
Yeah.
So thank you, Brad. And we're not going to be distracted.
No.
We are not going to be distracted. But what I don't understand is, how is it these people on the left continue to commit crime, and that's everybody crime. Walk away like everything is okay. Yep. Everything is not okay. These people got our whole country just about shut down. And when I say shut down, when you see our economy falling, when you see stuff going up where inflation. People can't afford, listen, they are chipping away at the fabrics of America, and they continue to commit crimes. And we find out after the fact all of the crimes that they committed, and then they hop they ignorant behinds over there on one of the left-wing media sites or on their platform, spewing hate against the previous administration.
Right.
It just makes me mad, Silk.
Well, it's enough to make you mad.
It just makes me mad.
But who's going to be held accountable? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to tell you. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to have to hold these people accountable because the Supreme Court justice, they somewhere hot and somewhere scared.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's got to do something. We have a constitution. We're governed by constitutional laws.
Yeah.
But nobody wants to uphold it. They keep breaking the constitution. Mm-hmm. Where's Congress at on this?
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, a lot of people in Congress are compromised.
Yes,
they're compromised.
I just, you know, I want to move the story along, but you all, I got to keep, I'm not getting distracted because we still have Americans in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
I heard that the Taliban, I think it's being alleged that Biden wants to send them some money.
Right.
I believe.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Uh-huh. So I'm not trying to be distracted from anything, but if this mofo right here did this up under the Trump administration,
treason.
Send him to Gitmo.
Yeah.
And from that point, I don't care what happens.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I'm mad about that.
It's a lot of treason that's going on right here, even with our borders being open, with them bringing in the Afghans to our country and placing them in different states. Now get this.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to one of the constitutional lawyers. Alan Dorchewicz.
That's his name.
Yes. And it was something that he said. I'm going to have to probably have him on the show because I have some questions for him.
Okay.
But he mentioned something about how when this disease, they call it the disease, the virus, is able to jump from state to state to state, that him as the government has legal rights to push mandate.
Okay.
Okay. My deal is this. How is this thing able to jump from state to state to state? Okay. And the way that I figured it out is, with him allowing these illegal aliens to come in here, and some of them, a lot of them has been tested for COVID, even though a lot of them haven't been tested, and you fly them from state to state to state, and then when the cases go up,
right?
Okay, because they say that the cases rises all of a sudden,
right?
Okay, it's done crossed the state line,
right?
Okay, I want to know, is this deliberately? From the looks of it, okay, it feels to me, in my own humble opinion, that they are deliberately pushing this virus to be able, or bioweapon chemical, to be pushed from state to state to state.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we call it a virus because that's what they told us that it
was. That's what they told us.
But you can't create a virus in a lab. Okay, a virus is supposed to be of a natural occurrence. And if this was created in a lab, to me, and in my own humble opinion, it feels to me like this may be some type of bioweapon.
Could be. Okay?
But the deal is, if the people that's crossing the border is infiltrated with this virus, we'll call it a virus, and you're putting them on a plane, a public plane, and flying them to different states to spread whatever this is, and the cases go up, then that's why this imbecile can stand there and look at you and say, I have the power. I have the power to push this mandate down your throat because of what they basically created here, okay?
Like I said the other night, how are we supposed to listen to somebody that they're saying it's being alleged that they funded this?
Right.
If you funded this and created this China to unleash this, why in the heck are we even listening to this one person?
How is that person still on the TV talking about we need to do it this way?
Right.
We need to do it that way.
Right. Well, I'm glad you got on the virus because it looked like that in the hip hop community or in Hollywood, there is a split, girl. So Nicki Minaj tweeted something the other day, and I want to read the tweet. But as I read the tweet, Silk, I'm going to need for you to take and email Logan the video that I want him to play that I should have done today, but I had it in my draft, but I just did it. So I'm going to read it to you all. Okay, so Nicki Minaj said they want you to get vaccinated for the Met. The Met Gala was a night or so ago, okay? So she tweeted out, they want you to get vaccinated for the Met. If I get vaccinated, it won't be for the Met. It'll be once I feel I've done enough research. I'm working on that now. In the meantime, my loves, be safe. Wear the mask with two strings that grips your head and face. Not that loose one. Okay? And she got a little prayer hands in her little heart. Well, you had all of the left-wing media, all of the bloggers, especially on the left, come out as if she was saying something wrong and basically saying that she was an anti-vaxxer.
Oh, Lord.
Okay,
so is it because she's a Black woman? And I have to say Black woman because they say Black people are the ones that's disproportionately affected by this particular virus. A Black woman who have questions and want to question what they choose to put inside of their bodies. Why does she have to be an anti-vaxxer?
Right. Just because she have questions.
Because she have questions.
Whether she was Black or white. If you have questions. Why do you have to be an anti-vaxxer?
Right.
Okay. Then she tweeted this out. She said, my cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married. Now the girl called off the wedding. So just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision, not bullied.
That's a perfect line to end on.
Do Logan, do he got the clip? Are you checking to see if he got? Hold up, Logan. Okay, so then when I talk about the left-wing media, I'm also talking about Joy Reid. So you had Joy Reid to come out, and she had to vilify and criticize and do with her little number on Nicki Minaj. Now, Logan, are you ready? Can you play that Kill It for me? Okay, well, I'm going to keep talking. Just let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, let us
know. So I was taken aback because, you know, Joy Reid has said a lot of things. She said a lot of little stuff.
Right.
And somebody can take and point the finger at her.
Right.
But what I don't understand is why do you think, or why do the left think that because somebody on the left have a problem with just sticking something in their body without doing their research, they're anti-vax.
Right.
And what they're upset is, Nicki got over 20 million fans and followers that follow her on Twitter. Oh, you shouldn't be saying that. You ought to be promoting the vaccine.
How can you promote something you don't know?
Come on.
How can you promote something you don't know what's in it? How can you promote something where you can see that something fishy is going on with it? Why is it that people, especially on the left, think that people are just crazy and going to go along with the foolery? People have awakened to the foolery and the hoopla.
That's right.
And they see that something is wrong when you're telling them one minute, you got to do this. Next minute, you got to do that. Now I'm going to mandate you to do this, but Congress, you ain't got to do that.
Okay. We still waiting on Logan. So while we waiting on Logan, I'm going to read this email. You got it, Logan. Okay. I'm going to come back to this email once I play this here.
Okay.
Play the clip of Joy Reid, Logan.
And people like Nicki Minaj, I have to say this. You have a platform, sister, that is 22 million followers. Okay, I have 2 million followers. You have 22 million followers on Twitter. For you to use your platform to encourage our community to not protect themselves and save their lives, my God, sister, you could do better than that. You got that platform. It's a blessing. It's a blessing that you got that, that people listen to you, and they listen to you more than they listen to me. For you to use your platform to put people in the position of dying from a disease they don't have to die from. Oh my God. As a fan, as a hip hop fan, as somebody who was your fan, I'm so sad that you did that. So sad that you did that, sister. Oh my God.
Wait, but see, she makes me sad because she act as though black people can't think for themselves.
Right. Uh-huh. And she said something about put people in a position of dying. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
People didn't have to die.
Go to the people that restrict the therapeutic medicine that could have saved people's lives. Mm-hmm. Even right now.
That's right. Uh-huh.
People are dying because they got certain medicines that could save their life. They got it restricted.
I want to know how much royalty is she getting paid for her loyalty to whatever the narrative is that they want everybody to push. See, if you gonna tell it, Joy Reid, your black behind gonna have to tell it right. You gonna have to talk about the therapeutic medicine that were denied. People's lives could have been saved.
That's
black
right.
people, white people.
Even right now.
People's lives can be saved. Now that brings me to this, and I'll get back to old Joy.
Okay.
Darlene wrote, my daughter's father, Bob, I'm not going to say his last name, passed away this morning in an Oregon hospital due to denying him the treatments his family asked him for. Asked for him. The treatment protocol they wanted was from the FLCCC Alliance. My daughter says the state of Oregon killed her dad. The FLCCC Alliance is Frontline COVID Critical Care Alliance. So here's my theory. If people, it is being alleged, because I have to still allege it, you all. It is being alleged that people are going into hospitals and they are being denied medicine. Yep. Miss Joy Reid, with your ignorant behind, why aren't you talking about that? You upset with a superstar that's got over 20 million followers because she won't push something that she knows nothing about.
She wants answers. She wants to investigate.
Right.
That's one thing that's been lacking here. A lot of people want to investigate.
Right.
And the left been hiding a lot of stuff.
And just because, Joy, you want to be somebody flunky. And you want to push this mess.
That's right.
Down people's throats. Because you may be getting paid a little bit of money.
Allegedly.
Don't mean everybody want
to
do that.
People
care about their bodies.
Right.
And I don't care how much y'all talk about Nicki Minaj. Well, she done shot this in her body and that. So what?
No,
she said she want to do her own research.
That's right. And what's wrong with that? What is so wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it. Well, let me continue on. So Nicki Minaj called Joy Reid a coon pretty much in a tweet.
Yeah.
All right. And it may have been because of what Joy Reid tweeted probably a year or so ago.
Okay.
She said, I mean, this is what Joy, in quote, she said, and this is what Joy Reid said, I mean, will anyone at all ever fully trust the CDC gov again? This is Joy Reid. And who on God's earth would trust a vaccine approved by the US FDA? How do we get a vaccine distributed after this broken Trumpist nonsense has infected everything, even if Biden wins. Now, that's what she said.
That's what she tweeted.
She tweeted this out, which makes her nothing but a hypocrite.
Right.
But you want to take and point the finger at somebody because they won't push the same narrative that they got your ignorant ass pushing. Excuse my language, you all.
My ass is in the Bible. Go ahead.
Excuse my language.
Yeah.
And that kind of mess make me mad.
Yeah.
So it looked like we got black people turning on black people. Now, when we call out black people, they call us coons, Uncle Toms, Aunt Jemimas,
not your mamas
and all of that.
Bahama
but
mama.
Now look at this right here.
Yeah.
There is going to be a great split.
Yes.
When it comes to those on the Democrat plantation and those that's pushing narratives in this country that's doing people harm. Woo. And what I want my Black brothers and sisters to do, look up and see who's doing you harm. Look. Because do Joy Reid got research?
Do she
got data? Can she tell us how many deaths? Can she tell us how many people develop blood clot or heart issues with this? Can she tell us that?
Can she?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Well, she can shut up.
Yep.
She can shut up.
Yep.
Is what she needs to do.
Shut it up.
That's
Joy
right.
Reid.
Mm-hmm. That's what
that's
she do.
That's right. And kudos to Nikki.
Well, this is what let me finish.
Okay. I got
so
you.
Nikki,
well, can I just say
what yes, you can.
Kudos
yes,
to,
you can.
Is to wanting to do research.
That's right.
That's my kudos.
And if she get it, it's her prerogative.
It's her prerogative.
But Joy Reid. Joy is not over the Black women. Joy Reid is not over the Black community.
No.
I don't care how many George Floyd shirts you sit up there on TV and
that's
wear.
That's right.
You don't, because you darn sure don't represent
don't
us.
Own us.
You don't.
No.
No. So let them over there, MSNBC, run you.
Uh-huh.
Okay? But don't be telling nobody what to do.
Dab
yourself. Stick yourself like a pin cushion.
However many times you want to.
If you want
leave
to.
Leave everybody else
leave
body
them alone, girl.
Alone.
Uh-huh. So Nicki Minaj said,
when she
put that video out, when she saw the video of Joy Reid, she said, this is what happens when you're so thirsty to down another Black woman.
Mm.
And she got in parentheses, by the request of the white man, that you didn't bother to read all my tweets. My God, sister, do better. Imagine getting your dumb so-and-so on TV a minute after a tweet to spread a false narrative about a Black woman. So Nicki Minaj had been talking about the vaccine,
uh-huh.
and she even said in one of her tweets prior to all of this, I may have to go ahead and get this
it because she wants the tour.
She wants the tour.
Yes.
But this is what Joy Reid tends to do.
Uh-huh.
She takes one thing and she runs with it looking like a Black fool.
That's right. Straight up.
Looking like a fool.
Yep.
And then you got all of the media hounding on Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
As if she's anti-vaxxer.
Uh-huh.
And she wasn't saying anything
that.
About
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
She wants to do more research.
It's nothing wrong with that. Because I still want to know if this is a virus or what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know. Nope, nobody can show me proof that this is even a virus. Mm-hmm.
And when you have stories like this, where people are dying because they're being denied therapeutic medicines, why would you go along with the narrative? When this is done, you all, when this is in the watch, listen, look, I'm telling you, man, people need to be called out. The D.L. Hewleys, the Roland Martins,
the Steve Harveys,
the Joy Reid's, these people need to be called out. When Veers, stop reporting 1% and report 100% of how many people have died, how many people have been harmed with this vaccine. If you Black or if you believe in any of these so-called Black left-leaning leaders, leaning liberals, influencers, look at them.
Yep.
Look at them. These are the ones that wanted you to put something in your body without you doing your own research.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. They just want you to take it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just go along with it.
Yeah.
Don't say
mm-hmm.
nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Just be quiet and be silent.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they want.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, y'all. I had to get that off my chest.
Do you feel lighter?
I feel better.
Good.
Uh-huh. D said, good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
The left insinuates that all non-vaccinated people are Trump supporters who they dislike. So you have to wonder, why are they pushing the vaccine so hard, Deborah? Let me tell you something, Deborah. I don't know, but I know I can sense that there is something nefarious going on. When you have two of the top FDA, I think these were two, I believe they were virologists, but two top FDA officials stepped down because the Biden administration is being alleged trying to push this booster.
Yeah.
And they don't think that all of that is necessary.
Right.
And understand this here. When people, if they push, roll out the third shot and people don't get that shot, you are now going to be considered as unvaccinated.
See the game that they keep playing?
It all goes back
to the game
that
they keep playing. And they keep pushing the goalposts, keep playing the game because you're playing along with
them. That's right.
That's why that's they right. feel like they can continue to do it. That's and right. even down to some of these networks mm-hmm. that's supposed to be for conservatives, mm-hmm. when you're flipping, flopping back and mm-hmm. forth, when you have this doctor come on and say one thing mm-hmm. about your immune system and mm-hmm. antibodies and mm-hmm. what you need to do, then you have another doctor come on and say, oh, no, get the jab, get the booster, you'll mm-hmm. be okay. Oh, they say it's going to protect you. Protect you from what?
That's right.
You
can still get people killed. Are still catching
you
it.
You can still catch
now,
it.
Now, I'm not telling you what from. You need to do with your body.
No.
If you feel like you want to go take a vaccine, you do that.
You do that.
But when Nicki Minaj say that she want to do a little bit more research,
yeah.
that shouldn't be, that's not an anti-message. That's just saying, hey, I want to do some more research here.
Right.
Let her do that. But calling her an anti-vaxxer, look, I'll stand up for anybody when they write. That's Joy right. Reid was wrong right, for what yeah. she did.
Well, you have a lot of people that's been vaccinated mm-hmm. and they think they know that Joy Reid is mm-hmm. wrong for mm-hmm. what she's doing.
And if the news media was telling it right, mm-hmm. it's not a lot of Trump supporters. These are a lot of black people that refuse to take it. And these people, most of them didn't even vote for Trump.
That's right.
Really, most of them didn't vote at all. They just allowed Biden to use them and lie on them as if they all voted for him.
Right.
Because it's, I think it's like, what, 70-some% of black people have not taken this jab.
And don't plan on mm-hmm. taking it.
Right. And you got people that's already taking it. When they hear what the other doctors are talking about, it makes them very concerned.
That's right.
There was somebody, I was listening to Brandon today, and somebody posted, there was a news organization that posted something. I can't say it verbatim.
Okay.
I can just only tell you what I heard.
Okay.
They posted something to make it seem like, well, if you have a loved one that's been affected by not, I guess, getting the vaccine mm-hmm. or something like that, mm-hmm. you know, they want to hear your story.
Okay.
So people started posting, well, let me tell you about, well, my family member that got the vaccine and they died, or they caught a blood clot, or they had a stroke, uh-huh. or they started giving that information. Uh-huh. And my theory is, it's so sad that we have a media that won't tell us what's happening to actual people whenever it comes to these vaccines.
Because they want
to
push this narrative.
They want to continue to push this narrative.
What type of quota are they trying to meet?
I have no idea what type of quota that they're trying to meet, but I know something is wrong. And when you have people continue to push something on you, continue to bribe and coerce you, then get up in your face and tell you that their patience is wearing thin. I don't give a hoot about your patience.
Uh-huh.
You are here to, you're supposed to serve the people. Right. It's not the people serving you, Jim Crow Joe Biden.
He can't serve the people because people didn't vote for him.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
That's why mm-hmm. he can just get up there and say what he wants to say. But it's going to take we, the people,
that's right.
to say, hell to the no.
We can't do it. We can't do it, y'all.
That ain't happening.
We can't do it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We can't do it.
Uh-uh.
Somebody wrote, y'all got so many emails coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said they need to stop the jab tomorrow. That's right, Gary.
Yeah.
I surely.
Where's the data on this right here?
Mm-hmm.
No paperwork has been.
Angela said, good evening, ladies. Love your show. They are pushing the poke to control population. It makes me wonder. Because out of all of the let me tell you another reason why people are concerned.
Uh-huh.
Because out of all of the vaccines that we've ever had, these vaccines, people have experienced the most death.
Yes.
The most death.
That's right.
Did any of our vaccines.
Yes.
I believe it was it the bird flu? One of these here viruses that came out. I believe it was the bird flu, one of these here viruses. Whenever there was, I think, over 200 or 300 deaths,
mm-hmm.
they hawked that.
Mm-hmm.
We can't give this out.
Yeah.
But why isn't the same consideration given when it comes to this? Why isn't VAERS, the reporting system, about who's been harmed or who's died from this vaccine?
Yeah.
Why is it only at 1% reported and not at 100% report?
That's right. And they keep trying to say that they want to eradicate this quote unquote virus.
Mm.
But Dr. Fauci said that this virus will never be eradicated.
Well, he should know.
Oh, hello.
Because his department funded it.
They want to say for you to get the jab so you can stop and slow the spread.
Mm.
But the jab do not stop you from spreading it.
It don't.
It don't stop you from spreading.
You can spread it. You can still catch it. And like somebody said, all of us is probably going to catch it.
Well, everybody's going to catch it. That's why you have therapeutic medicines
to treat.
But here is my deal. Mm. If the virus was so bad as the left is trying to predict it to be, why won't they mandate everybody to get the jab?
That's right.
How are you keeping out the UPS people, keeping out Congress, keeping out the Afghans that come over here? Forget about the illegals that's crossed over. All you want is just the Americans to go in, get this jab or out.
Right. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They think we crazy.
They think we crazy.
Taco Bell dumbest. You don't know what.
Yeah.
But look like some people waking up. They have some sense.
Good that people are waking up.
I love
up.
You all. Everybody that sent in.
Keep waking up.
Thank you, Stupid America. Thank you so much. I do see your emails.
Yeah.
Thank everybody. You all. We got to go, y'all. For real. Like, we done talked up all of our time. Wow. Listen.
Wow, that went fast.
That went very fast.
Can I just ask
one question?
Please let me ask one question. I want to know, how is it that Americans are being penalized for a virus that came from China?
And how is it that Millie talked to the China generals, undermining the president of the United States in the midst of this pandemic?
And how is it that China didn't know that the virus was transmissible whenever all of this was created in the Wuhan lab of virology right there in China, even with the WHO and the NIH and Dr. Fauci?
And who funded all of this?
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. I asked my
listen,
questions.
And that's why I love it over here on Frank's Speech.
Yes.
Because we can ask questions.
Yes.
We can have the conversation that they will not allow us to have on other social media
that's
sites.
Right.
We got to get to the bottom of what's going on. Yeah. Or we gonna be fools.
That's right.
And why do Americans like Jim Jones, and they want us to drink the Kool-Aid?
And why do Americans have to pay to get tested every week? And the money got to come out of Americans' pockets for a virus that came from China.
But you can take and give $6.8 billion.
$6.4 billion
for Afghans.
Uh-huh.
You can
to
open up
in America.
Okay. But you can't make sure that people are tested. Because we didn't do this. We didn't do this mess. This mess came from China. And I got to look at Dr. Fauci.
Yeah.
I got to look at people right here in the United States of America.
They could take that $6.4 billion, get hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin right here for we the American people.
Ivermectin for humans is what she's talking about.
Ivermectin for humans. Okay? They can get that right here. Mm-hmm. Order that up for Americans.
That's right. But they don't want to do that
because
you got somebody. They don't pay. You got somebody like Joy Reid sitting up there pushing their narrative. Oh, you have have the opportunity, the ability to protect the community.
Oh,
well, where was you at when HIV/AIDS was on the rise, Joy Reid? Oh, you were somewhere being a homophobic is what you was being. Girl, bye. I can read this.
All right, come on, let's run.
Okay, listen, y'all. Oh. Make sure you please. First of all, thank you so much to our affiliate RSBN. Thank you so very much
for streaming us.
We really appreciate that. Also, make sure you go and support our great patriot, Mike Lindell. Listen, we want to keep this thing going on Frank's Speech.
And Mike is Mike
and Lindell TV.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So in order to do that, I need for you to go visit mypillow.com. Use code Trump1 to receive up to 66% off your entire purchase.
Uh-huh.
And I believe those Giza sheets are still on sale.
That's right.
I think you buy one and you do get one for free. So make sure you head over there, mypillow.com.
Yeah.
Use code Trump1. Don't forget to follow us on social media platforms called Chatted, chatted.com, and Getter, getter.com. And when you go over there and you sign up, please make sure you follow us on those platforms.
Yes.
All right. And don't forget to visit the Diamond and Silk store for tumblers, mugs, coffee cups, and all that kind of stuff. We even have the best of Diamond and Silk video. And don't forget to patronize other patriots at mystore.com. These are American-based business, things made in America. And when you use code Trump1 on that platform, you'll receive up to 30% off your entire purchase. Okay, did I say it all right?
I believe that you said it all right.
Oh, and one more thing. Uh-oh. Our book is over there.
Yeah.
Uprising, Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk.
Uh-huh.
And you can get the book right over there at mystore.com. Trump.com. And when you use code Trump1, you'll receive up to 30% off your entire
purchase. Get the book, you all. The book is so good. Mm-hmm. We went and took it way back in this here particular book. And so you'll learn a whole lot about Diamond Silk. If you want to be like, who those two black girls? Where did they come from? Just go get the book, okay?
Yes. All right. Listen, y'all. We was just coming to give y'all the 2-1-1. We call it the 2-1-1 because it's two of us.
And we're the ones giving it to you.
So in the meantime and in between time, we will see you all next time right here on frankspeech.com, Lindell TV, with Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. Bye-bye. Bye.
You're watching Lindell TV.